Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning's program, some Shashedren, Kathleen Battle, Bach, and of course, some oboe music. To begin, let's enjoy what we always hope for on the West Coast, and I'm talking about sunshine, and we've got it not so much today, but we've had it. In this regard, Haydn wrote his Opus 20, or what is referred to as the Sun Quartets. Now, he wrote his Sun Quartets back in 1772. Now, they were composed at a time of a little bit of tension in Haydn's life, and also a time when Haydn was influenced by the new philosophical and political ideas that were sweeping Europe. They were important in the early development of the form and are considered a milestone in the history of composition. Now, in them, Haydn developed compositional techniques that were later to define the medium for the next 200 years. Not too bad. For some historians, these works earned Haydn the title of the father of the string quartet. We're going to hear a lovely performance by the Kathai Quartet. This is Haydn's Sun Quartet number 27, Opus 20, number 4, and we're going to start it a little slow with the Adagio. How beautiful is that? That was the Kadai Quartet with the Adagio Affettuoso from Haydn's Sun Quartet No. 27, Opus 20, No. 4. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by the Soviet composer Rodion Shchedrin. Now, he's been a leading figure in the Soviet musical establishment for over 30 years. He was born in Moscow to a musical family. His father was a composer and teacher, and he later studied himself at the Moscow Choral School and the Conservatory. Now, many of his works exhibit kind of a neo-Baroque, as can be attested to in this next selection of music that we're going to see here. And this was written for the city of Köthen. The piece, in fact, is an homage to Bach, written for the tercentenary of his birth. This morning we're going to hear the Allegro Moderato, performed by the Moscow Virtuosi, with Vladimir Spivakov conducting. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Wow, there was some mean bassoon playing in there, as well as some great wind instruments as well. That was the Allegro Moderato from Rodion Shishetrin's Music for Kotin, performed by the Moscow Virtuosi with Vladimir Spivakov conducting. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to go back to the Baroque era this morning. Now, although this next composer was also influential in the development of the classical style, Domenico Scarlatti was actually born in Naples back in 1685. And that's actually the same year, which is, if you're interested in this kind of stuff, the same year as J.S. Bach and Frederick Handel. He went on to compose prolifically, but you know, only a small fraction of his works were actually published during his lifetime. Now, these next selections are a treat. We're going to hear four arias from a set of seven that were composed for voice, trumpet, and continuo. And to boot, oh, get this, a stellar pairing, the likes of Kathleen Battle and Wynton Marsalis. So here they are. Let the Trumpet Sound, music by Scarlatti.
Thank you.
It's like heaven came down on a Sunday morning. That was Kathleen Battle, joined by Wynton Marsalis, and some music by Scarlatti.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it's that time of the program that I eagerly await. Well, of course, if you're a regular listener, you know, it's oboe music time. Today, some music by Robert Nicholas Charles Boschsa. Now, he was a competent musician from the age of 7. He was appointed harpist to the Imperial Orchestra back in 1813. However, in 1817, he kind of became entangled in some counterfeiting, some fraud, and some forgery, and he had to flee London to avoid prosecution. He was convicted and was sentenced to 12 years of hard labor and a fine of 4,000 francs. Well, such is the life of a musician. He did get out and eventually helped found the Royal Academy of Music in 1821 and became its secretary. He did teach there for a while, but when his criminal conviction was revealed back in 1826, he was kind of forced to resign. Such is the life of a colorful musician. But he did have time to write some great music, and this time a work for an inspiring arrangement for oboe and harp. We're going to hear the likes of Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Margit Anasus, and this is the Nocturne in F major.
Thank you.
How lovely was that? A little cheeky, though, but that was Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Margit Anasus. And that was the Nocturne in F major by Robert Nicholas Charles Bochsa. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue some lovely music, oboe music beforehand. Let's continue with some lovely music by Bach. Here is his double violin concerto performed on both the strings by Gideon Kramer. This is the Largo.
Thank you.
I could just melt into that music. That was Gidon Kremer and the Largo from Bach's Double Concerto for Two Violins, and he played both parts. You have been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay tuned to a fabulous show. I'm talking about Worku and Shuk-Shuk to Ethiopian News, Radio, and Culture. It's coming up at 10 until noon. I'm going to leave you now with the lovely stylings of Gal Costa. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m. Looking forward to it.
Em verde novo, em folha, em graça, em vida, em força, em luz. Céu azul que vem até onde os pés tocam na terra e a terra inspira e exala seus azuis. Reza, reza o rio, córrego pro rio, o rio pro mar. Reza a correnteza, roça, beira, doura, areia. Marcha um homem sobre o chão, leva no coração uma ferida acesa. Dono do sim e do não, diante da visão. Thank you.
estrada de vento, som de assombração. Coração sangrando toda palavra sã. A paixão, puro afã, místico clã de sereia, castelo de areia, ira de tubarão.